grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. This is Daily Bread for October 10th, and I am Melissa from Reality San Francisco. Today, we will be reading and praying through Colossians 3. As always, we hope that you will pause often and as long as you need to reflect longer, and we'd encourage you to journal along as you're able. But before we get started, let's take a minute to be still, settling our minds and our hearts. Take a deep breath. As we come quietly before the Lord. As you listen to me read Colossians 3, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. What word or phrase is standing out to you? Let it lead you into an encounter with Jesus as you prayerfully reflect, God, what are you highlighting to me in this scripture? Take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Now turn your focus outward. What does applying this scripture to your life look like? Again, consider it prayerfully. Lord, what is one way that I should apply this scripture to my life today? Again, take a moment, consider that, and if you're able, write it down. Finally, take this last pause to devote yourself to the Lord. Ask Him for His refreshment, for His vision for a new day. Commit yourself, commit your day to following Him.